In the tiny community of Bootjack, just a few miles south of Mariposa, Jack Wass and his friend are trying to jumpstart his truck to make sure it's ready to roll in case they get the word to leave. Standing in the smoke-filled air with ash falling around him, the 80-year-old Wass says he hasn't seen a fire this big in the area in decades.
Everybody's worried about it. It's a bad one. Yeah, you'd have to be worried. But I don't think I'll get evacuated, but you never know.
Taking any steps to prepare?
Me, no. I'm just going to load my dog and go. That's what I'm going to do.
Wass's daughter is a hospice nurse who helped move critically ill patients out of Mariposa to surrounding hospitals. On the side of the road on a rolling mountain hill, Scott Eastwood sits on the back of a flatbed truck with his wife and two young daughters, watching to see if the Detweiler fire is going to crest a nearby ridge and consume their home. Eastwood has moved his young family to a tiny hamlet called Bootjack, a few miles southeast of Mariposa, to find temporary shelter and hope the fire doesn't resume its southward march.
My mom and my shop is right up in Bootjack right there, so we're kind of posted up until further notice. So if anything changes, I guess we'll move further into Oakhurst, or that's where her parents live, is Oakhurst. So I guess that's the next place to go. So hopefully they can get the control on it. So
residents of the obscure mountain communities like Bootjack are bracing for the possibility the evacuation orders could be extended. Many are already packing cars and preparing to leave at a moment's notice. In the meantime, they say there's not much else they can do until the Detweiler fire is under control. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.